This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Steve, we continue to follow along with the latest developments of this projected lake effect snow event to hit starting Friday morning with a winter storm watch in effect for parts of Western New York all the way through Monday morning. Tell us what is the latest in terms of what we know about this potential storm coming up.
We're starting to get some increased confidence in at least the initial stage of the lake effect event starting Friday morning. But as we go out in time through the weekend, there still is some uncertainty there as to how different atmospheric features may alter that snow band a little bit. But it does look like a fairly long duration lake effect event east of Lake Erie and focusing south of the Buffalo metro area.
Are the projections still 7 inches or more, or has anything changed in that realm of the storm?
Easily 7 inches or more. And then as we get closer in time to that time frame, we will have better idea of some snow melts.
I know that this weekend is supposed to be a busier weekend, obviously, with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and people coming out for Thanksgiving weekend to spend time with their families and friends. What can you tell us about what people can expect if they are planning events or planning get-togethers with friends and family this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, for areas that the lake band does set up over, which is primarily going to be well south of Buffalo, over the ski country area of northern Chautauqua and northern Cattaraugus County and the far southern Erie County, those areas can expect decent snowfall amounts on decent rates over the weekend from Friday into the weekend. Those areas are going to have to use caution to be careful driving, give yourself some extra time to reach any areas where family might be visiting. Areas to the north, really, there shouldn't be much snow as you get closer to Buffalo. Maybe just a little bit of on and off snow, but not much is expected.
And when it comes to Sunday, I know that a big talking point will be the Bills game coming up in Orchard Park between the Bills and the 49ers. What can we expect at this point in Orchard Park with the snow? Is there going to be snow for the game, or is it going to still remain relatively south?
So most of the heavy accumulating snow is going to remain south of Orchard Park. We are still 5 days away, so there is still plenty of time where there could be some adjustments in the setup of the lake band. But right now it looks like there's going to be most of the heavy snow is going to be south of Orchard Park. Can't rule out at least some snow for that area. But again, it is still 5 days away from that Sunday evening time frame.
And beyond even the snow that's coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday into Monday, it seems like this colder weather is going to stick. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, in general, the overall pattern for temperatures and active weather does continue to be on the more wintry side through next week, at least, on and off.